Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Kentucky Division of Forestry is now accepting orders for seedlings for planting next spring. Division Director Bill Steele says their seedling sales program has been underway for years, and they're trying to step up orders this season.
We are indeed. We've tried to ramp up the production at our nurseries the last year or so. They've been down a little bit, and our hope is that our seedling sales will be up in the coming year. We're going to try to raise a few more seedlings. We have the capacity to do so.
They have a variety of species available, shipped in bundles of 10, 50, or 100, in a price range from $35 to $95 per bundle. Steele says they keep the seedlings very affordable and encourage anyone to check them out.
If they've got a pretty wet-natured site, they may be interested in the bald cypress, or black walnut is a pretty good bottomland species. One of the more popular things, because we're seeing a lot of demand for white oak in the state of Kentucky now because of the expansion of the bourbon and therefore the cooperage industries, is our white oak. Of course, yellow poplar is the state tree. And then if people are looking for an ornamental, we have dogwood and redbud.
Seedlings are available on a first-come, first-served basis. You can go online to forestry.ky.gov and click on seedlings to learn more. We'll be right back.
The federal government provides $150 billion a year to make higher education possible for anyone. Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share. But an estimated $40 million in financial aid is left on the table each year by Kentucky students. Don't let that happen to you.
Fill out the new and improved FAFSA today. Visit knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter, #knowhowtopayky. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
According to the Division of Forestry's recent seedling order news release, there are over 1 million acres of land in Kentucky that could benefit from tree planting to produce future timber crops, to improve wildlife habitat, and to protect against soil erosion. Bill Steele, fairly new to his post as division director, would like to see tree plantings increase.
In the immediate future, we'd like to get up to 2 million and then, if the demand is there, increase it beyond that. There have been years way back in the past where they tell me that we've raised as many as 5 or 6 million seedlings, so we do have the capacity to do a great deal more than what we're currently doing.
So their seedling sales effort is underway now, and they hope that many more folks start planting now for next spring.
Of course, the ideal planting time is in the spring, and so typically we advise people to try to have their orders placed and the seedlings picked up and in the ground by the end of April, if at all possible.
So you can go online to forestry.ky.gov and just browse around for seedlings and learn all about it. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.